Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Some people have a knack for making friends, others for making bodies disappear. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Broski.
They say skeletons in the closet stay there for a reason. But sometimes, just when a family is already drowning in scandal, one more falls out and lands with a thud. That's exactly what happened with the Huerman family. By now, you've probably heard the name Rex Huerman, the unassuming architect accused of being the Gilgo Beach serial killer. His arrest in 2023 sent shockwaves through Long Island and beyond. But just when the world thought it had uncovered the darkest secret in the Huerman bloodline, another one surfaced. Because Rex wasn't the only one with horrifying allegations attached to his name. A closer look at his extended family revealed something chilling. His cousin, a respected Lutheran pastor, had been accused of systematic child abuse that spanned nearly a decade. His name was Reverend Kenneth Huerman, and the accusations against him weren't vague whispers. They were part of a lawsuit filed in a court of law. Kenneth had been dead for months before this story broke. If he had lived just a little longer, the headlines would have come for him too. This is the story of a pastor who allegedly used his religious authority to prey on a child, how the church ignored the victim's cries for help, and how, in the end, the world only learned about his dark past because of a completely unrelated serial murder case. Kenneth Huerman was exactly the kind of man people don't question. A pastor at St. Michael's Lutheran Church in Camillus, New York, he spent decades behind the pulpit, delivering sermons about morality, sin, and redemption. A trusted figure, a respected leader. The kind of man who presided over baptisms and funerals. But according to a lawsuit filed in 2019, behind the scenes, he was something else entirely. The allegations came from one woman, identified only as RW in legal documents. And what she described wasn't just abuse, it was ritualistic, calculated, and sadistic. According to her testimony, it began in 1961 when she was just 8 years old. Reverend Kenneth Huerman sexually abused her for 7 years until she was 15. And what she described wasn't just molestation. It was full-scale psychological and physical control. She stated that he would drug her before the assaults, that he would bind her using his own clerical garments, the same stoles and robes he wore to lead his congregation, that he was part of a group of men, not just one predator acting alone. There was a church deacon. There was another man known only as Mr. Roberts, who sometimes wore a police or security uniform. And there was something even more disturbing. According to RW, this wasn't just about assault, it was documented. She said that at least some of the abuse was filmed, which raises the terrifying question, was child pornography being produced inside this church? The reality of this case is that the physical evidence is long gone. The crimes allegedly took place in the 1960s, decades before forensic science could have intervened. By the time R.W. was old enough to understand what had happened to her, the only thing left was her word against his reputation. And that's where the church should have stepped in, but they didn't. R.W. didn't speak up until 1991, 30 years after the alleged abuse began. And when she did, she went straight to the Lutheran church authorities, hoping they would hold their own accountable. They did nothing. Then, in 2007, she tried again. This time, she wrote a letter to Bishop Marie Gerger, a high-ranking church official. The response she received was beyond infuriating. Instead of an investigation, instead of justice, the bishop suggested that R.W. should meet with her abuser for reconciliation. That's right. A woman came forward with horrific allegations of childhood sexual abuse, and the church's solution was to tell her to sit down and have a conversation with the man who had allegedly tortured her for years. R.W. refused. And for the second time, Kenneth Hugerman walked away unscathed. It wasn't until 2019 that she was able to take legal action. Thanks to New York's Child Victims Act, which temporarily allowed victims to file lawsuits regardless of how much time had passed, she finally had a way to expose what she claimed had happened. She filed a civil lawsuit against Kenneth, seeking $45 million in damages. It was the first time his name had ever been tied to allegations of sexual abuse in a court of law. But Kenneth Hugerman never faced justice, because before the lawsuit could be resolved, he died. In November 2024, at the age of 94, he passed away quietly, having spent his entire life as a free man. And just like that, the case against him might have disappeared into obscurity forever, buried along with him. But then, something unexpected happened. Months later, in 2025, the arrest of Rex Huerman threw the entire Huerman family under a magnifying glass. Reporters started digging. Investigators started looking into everything connected to the Huerman name. And that's when they found it, the 2019 lawsuit against Kenneth. And the media ran with it. News outlets framed it as a family of predators, a serial killer nephew, and a child-molesting pastor cousin. The public was horrified, not just at what Kenneth had allegedly done, but at how the church had covered for him. For the first time, R.W.'s story was heard. But that left one major question hanging in the air. Was this just a horrifying coincidence? Two separate monsters born into the same family? Or was this something deeper? Because the more you look at the Huerman family, the more unsettling details you find. And it turns out, Kenneth Huerman wasn't the only member of this family with dark ties. There was more to uncover. Much, much more. Some families are just unlucky. Some, no matter how normal they seem on the outside, end up with one or two bad apples that taint the whole tree. But then there are families like the Huermans, where the deeper you dig, the more you start to wonder, is this really just bad luck, or is there something else going on? Because this isn't just about one pastor accused of abuse, and it isn't just about one man arrested for serial murder. This is about a family with ties to power, law enforcement, and eerie coincidences that start to stack up fast. So let's look at who's who in the Huerman family tree, and whether any of them might help explain how Rex and Kenneth Huerman ended up with such horrifying allegations attached to their names. Rex Huerman's immediate family looks at first glance about as average as it gets. His father, Theodore Ted Huerman, worked as a furniture maker. He passed away in 1975, when Rex was 12 years old. By all accounts, he wasn't a well-known figure, and there's no public record tying him to anything criminal. Rex's mother, Dolores Hugerman, is still alive, but she has remained out of the public eye since her son's arrest. Rex also has a sister, but like their mother, she has never been linked to any crimes. So if you were hoping for a clear, direct answer, for someone in Rex's immediate family to have been a known criminal, an abuser, or a suspect in some long-forgotten case, you won't find it here. But when you step back and look at the extended Huerman family, the picture starts to change, because Kenneth Huerman wasn't the only notable figure in this family. One of his brothers was a high-ranking law enforcement official. Another lived near the scene of an unsolved murder, And then there's the strange detail found at a Gilgo Beach crime scene, a belt with initials that might connect back to the Huerman name. Let's start with Kenneth's brother, George Huerman. Unlike Kenneth, George wasn't a pastor, he was a cop. And not just any cop, he was deputy commissioner of the Nassau County Police Department in the 1960s. That's one of the highest-ranking law enforcement positions in the county. Now, let's be clear, there is no evidence that George ever engaged in any wrongdoing. No accusations, no criminal records, nothing. But it does raise a question. If someone had tried to report Kenneth's alleged abuse to the police in the 1960s, and his brother was in a position of power, could that have made a difference? Could it have influenced whether a report was ever taken seriously? Again, there's no proof of a cover-up. But there wasn't an investigation at the time either. And when you're dealing with allegations of abuse from decades ago, where no paper trail exists, it's hard to know whether that's because there was nothing to investigate, or because something was kept quiet. The reality is, we'll probably never know. But in cases like these, it's always worth asking, was it just that no one knew? Or was it that someone made sure no one knew? Then there's Peter Huerman, another one of Kenneth's brothers. Peter lived in Babylon, Long Island, not far from where Rex grew up. And in July 1980, a murdered woman's body was found along a service road in Babylon. The victim's name was Madonna Hernandez. Now, just to be clear, there is absolutely no evidence linking Peter Huerman to this case. None. But here's the coincidence that has raised some eyebrows. Peter lived just one block away from where the body was discovered. That doesn't mean anything by itself. Plenty of people live near crime scenes without having anything to do with them. But in light of everything else connected to this family, it's a detail that some people have found curious. Investigators have never publicly connected Peter to the Madonna Hernandez case. There's been no suggestion from law enforcement that he was involved. But when you have one family member accused of long-term abuse and another arrested for serial murder, you can see why people start wondering what else might be hiding in the background. And then there's the belt. This one is weird. At one of the Gilgo Beach crime scenes, police found a leather belt with the initials WH on it. It wasn't just lying there either. Law enforcement believes it could have belonged to the killer. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Rex Huegerman's initials, RH, doesn't match. But Rex's grandfather was named William Huerman, WH. Now, does this mean anything? Maybe, maybe not. It's entirely possible that the belt had nothing to do with the Huerman family at all. But it does raise an unsettling question. How long have these crimes been happening? Because if the belt did belong to a Huerman relative, does that mean that these patterns of violence didn't start with Rex? Is it possible that this goes back further than anyone realized? At the end of the day, there's no smoking gun. There's no definitive proof that Kenneth was protected by his law enforcement brother. There's no clear evidence that Peter was connected to the 1980 murder. And there's no confirmation that the belt at Gilgo Beach belonged to anyone in the Huerman family. But when you put everything together, you start to see a pattern of silence, secrecy, and unanswered questions. This is a family that held positions of power, a family with longstanding ties to law enforcement and the church, two institutions that, historically, haven't always been great at policing themselves, and a family that, by pure coincidence or something darker, has produced two men accused of some of the most horrific crimes imaginable. So that leaves us with one last question. Was this family a breeding ground for violence? Or was Rex Huerman just a man who became a killer on his own, completely disconnected from the people who came before him? Because the truth is, violent offenders don't just appear out of nowhere. Something makes them. And if we want to understand how men like Rex Huerman are created, we have to go deeper into the psychology of intergenerational abuse, cycles of violence, and what really drives someone to kill. Because sometimes it's not just who they are that matters, it's where they came from. If there's one thing this case has made clear, it's that predators thrive in silence. They thrive in institutions that protect them, in communities that ignore red flags, and in systems too slow or too corrupt to take action until it's too late. Both Kenneth and Rex Huerman were accused of horrific crimes, and yet for decades, neither of them faced justice. Kenneth died a free man, never answering for the allegations of child abuse that followed him to his grave. Rex? Well, his story isn't over yet. But what's already been uncovered should make everybody question how a suspected serial killer was able to blend into society for over a decade without getting caught. For years, the Gilgo Beach murders haunted Long Island. Bodies, mostly young women, mostly sex workers, were found dumped along Ocean Parkway, wrapped in burlap, buried in the sand, hidden in brush. Some had been there for years before anyone even knew to look for them. And then, just like that, the case went cold. Years passed. The media covered it in waves, each time with the same story. There was a killer out there, but no one knew who he was. No leads, no arrests, just silence. Then in July 2023, out of nowhere, police announced a breakthrough. They arrested Rex A. Huerman, a 59-year-old architect from Massapequa Park, right in the middle of Manhattan, where he worked. At first glance, he didn't fit the image of a serial killer. He was married. He had kids. He owned a home. He ran his own business. He wasn't the kind of guy people crossed the street to avoid. He was the kind of guy you hired to remodel your kitchen, the kind of guy you passed by 100 times on your way to work without thinking twice. But the evidence? It painted a very different picture. By the time police moved in, they had already built a strong forensic case. They had cell phone records placing Rex in the same locations as the victims before they disappeared. They had DNA evidence, hairs found on some of the victims, that were linked back to Rex's wife and daughter. That might sound confusing, but police believe the hairs were transferred to the crime scenes from Rex himself. When you live in the same house as someone, their hair gets on your clothes, your shoes, your car. If Rex was the one wrapping those bodies in burlap and leaving them on the beach, it makes sense that stray hairs from his family would end up there too. And then there was the internet search history. Law enforcement recovered hundreds of searches tied to the Gilgo Beach murders, dating back years. Rex had been obsessively following the case, reading every article, keeping track of the investigation as if he were just another true crime junkie. But some of the searches were darker than that. Disturbing searches. Pornographic searches. Searches that involved terms like tied up and crying. Investigators say he didn't just want to read about the murders, he wanted to relive them. After his arrest, police searched his home and found over 200 firearms. They combed through his electronics, his records, his personal history. They tried to figure out just how long he had been doing this. And the more they dug, the worse it got. In December 2024, prosecutors added another victim to the charges, Valerie Mack, whose remains had been found in two locations, Manorville in 2000 and Gilgo Beach in 2011. That meant police weren't just looking at Rex as a suspect in the Gilgo Beach murders anymore. They were looking at him as a serial killer who might have been active for decades. And that meant there might be more victims. But how did he get away with it for so long? How does a man accused of killing at least seven women, of stalking victims, of methodically disposing of bodies along a public stretch of beach, manage to live a normal life unbothered for over a decade? The answer, at least in part, comes down to institutional failure, because this case could have been solved much earlier. The police had leads. They had witness descriptions. They even had an early connection to Rex. Back in 2010, a witness had described seeing a Chevrolet Avalanche, Rex's exact vehicle, near the home of one of the victims before she disappeared. And yet, it took more than 10 years before anyone knocked on his door. It wasn't just bad luck. It was bad police work. The investigation was handled so poorly that in 2011, the Suffolk County Police Commissioner at the time, Richard Dormer, publicly announced that the killings were probably the work of more than one killer, a theory that would later turn out to be completely wrong. But the biggest setback came from corruption at the top. James Burke, the Suffolk County Chief of Police from 2012 to 2015, had a long history of misconduct, and it turns out that history may have cost the investigation years. Burke was later convicted of covering up a case in which he beat up a suspect who had stolen a duffel bag from his police car. That duffel bag. It was filled with pornography and sex toys. The FBI had been investigating him for years. And according to multiple reports, when the feds offered to help with the Gilgo Beach investigation, Burke shut them out. The same man who should have been leading the effort to catch a serial killer was instead focused on protecting his own secrets. and in doing so, he may have allowed the real killer to keep going. It's not just law enforcement that failed in this case, the church failed too. Kenneth Huerman allegedly spent years abusing a child, and when she finally found the courage to report it, the Lutheran church shut her down. Instead of investigating, instead of offering her support, they gave her nothing. And by the time she was able to take legal action, Kenneth was an old man, one step away from his grave. He died before he ever had to answer for what he had done. And this raises an even bigger question. How many more Kenneths are out there? How many men have been protected by the institutions around them, allowed to operate freely because the people in charge don't want to deal with the scandal? We've seen it before. The Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts, the countless schools and religious institutions that have been exposed one by one as time goes on. If history has shown us anything, it's that predators thrive in places where people trust them the most. The parallels between Kenneth and Rex are disturbing. But the real question is whether they were connected by more than just their last name. Were they two separate monsters? Or was there something about their upbringing, their family, their environment that contributed to what they became? Forensic psychologists have long debated whether violent offenders are born or made. Some argue that genetics play a role, that psychopathy runs in families, that some people are simply wired differently from birth. Others believe it's all about environment. Early exposure to violence, trauma, abuse, things that shape a person into what they eventually become. There's no evidence that Kenneth abused Rex, but there is evidence that the Huerman family, like many families, operated under a culture of secrecy. Things were not talked about. Problems were ignored. If Rex was showing warning signs as a child, would anyone have stepped in? If Kenneth had been exposed earlier, would things have played out differently? It's impossible to say, but what is clear is that men like them don't just appear out of nowhere. They are shaped. They are formed. And by the time the world realizes who they really are, it's already too late. So now all that's left are the questions. What happens next? Will there be justice for Kenneth's victims even after his death? Will the Lutheran Church be held accountable for what they ignored? And what about Rex? His trial is still ahead. And if convicted, his name will go down in history alongside the likes of Ted Bundy and John Wayne Gacy. But the bigger question, the one no one has really answered yet, is whether this was just a terrible coincidence. A family with two men who happened to commit separate, horrific crimes. Or if this was something deeper, a pattern, a legacy, something that was waiting to be uncovered all along. Because the truth is, monsters don't just live in the shadows. Sometimes they live in broad daylight. Sometimes they live in churches, in police departments, in ordinary neighborhoods right next door. And if this case proves anything, it's that the real horror isn't just what they do. It's how long they're allowed to get away with it.
The mansion was pristine. Gleaming marble floors. Priceless art. Not a speck of dust in sight. But beneath all that luxury, secrets. Dark ones. The kind that send a chill down your spine when you realize someone's watching. And the housekeeper, she saw everything. The late night visitors, the missing jewelry, the glass of wine that was only half finished before she disappeared. Some say the husband was heartbroken. Others say he was just waiting for the insurance check to clear. But if she had just been prepared, if she had just known the patterns of these kinds of crimes, if she had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where she could listen to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, ad-free, and before everyone else, she could have gotten out. Instead, well, let's just say her final paycheck is still sitting in the mailroom. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast? You end up waiting. A lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin?
Start your engine.
I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.